I acknowledge the real need of the Lord's help tonight. Certainly appreciate the privilege of being here. I value these types of times that we have together. I'd like to read in John chapter 13. John chapter 13 and verse 21. When Jesus had thus said, he was troubled in spirit, and testified and said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you that one of you shall betray me." Then the disciples looked one on another, doubting of whom he spake. Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved. Simon Peter therefore beckoned to him that he should ask who it should be of whom he spake. He then, lying on Jesus' breast, saith unto him, "Lord, who is it?" Jesus answered, "He it is to whom I shall give a sop when I have dipped it." And when he had dipped the sop, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. And after the sop, Satan entered into him. Then said Jesus unto him, "That thou doest, do quickly." Now no man at the table knew for what intent he spake this unto him. For some of them thought that because Judas had the bag, that Jesus had said unto him, "Buy those things that we have need of against the feast," or that he should give something to the poor. He then, having received the sop, went immediately out, and it was night. I want you to notice that when Judas went out into the night, he went out alone. He didn't go out and Jesus and all the other disciples accompany him. He went out, and it was night, and Judas was alone. But the night didn't end there. That upper room, wouldn't have you loved to have been there that night? I tell you, I have had a jealousy for John. I would love to have had the opportunity to lie on Jesus' breast. I have been envious of Peter to have those one-on-one with Jesus, to have been in the Mount of Transfiguration. I would have loved to have been there. But Judas missed out on something that night, didn't he? Judas went out, and it was night. But Jesus continued, and he shared words of comfort. These were the final hours with Jesus. These were the final words that they would hear him say. Oh, what a time to be with a loved one when the minutes are slipping away. But you know, Judas turned his back on that. And he went out into the night. Let's drop down to verse 34. John 13 and 34. "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another. As I have loved you, that ye also love one another." Now, disciples, you know I loved you. You were convinced of my love, and I'm leaving you, but I want to give you a new commandment. Love one another. But Judas missed out on this. Chapter 14, some beautiful words. All these words that Jesus shared in the upper room that night. These words that were so comforting. Don't you think some of these words came flooding back to those disciples in the days that came? When they saw him crucified on the cross, when they saw the whip being laid on him, when they realized he was in the tomb, don't you think some of these words of comfort came flooding back to these disciples? But there was one apostle that missed out. He was the one that went out. And it says, it was night. Chapter 14 and verse 1 says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. Would that comfort you? If the Lord was crucified and buried, to remember He said, I'm going to do something for you. I'm going to prepare a place. And if I go, I'm going to come back. And I'm going to let you be where I am. Verse 12, chapter 14, verse 12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, that he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Oh, what promises, what hope Jesus imparted to the disciples that night. Verse 16, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come unto you. Verse 21, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and manifest myself unto him. It is so hard to say goodbye to a loved one. But be comforted, disciples. If you love me, my Father will love you, and I'm going to manifest myself to you. Oh, what comfort. But Judas went out, and it was night. I want you to picture a contrast tonight. I want you to picture the upper room as the sun was setting, and perhaps there were oil lamps flickering and casting soft shadows. And just picture John there, getting close to Jesus. Oh, what a scene of comfort. What a scene of love. What closeness. How could you walk out on a thing like that? But I want to tell you, Judas did. He walked out, and it was night. Verse 27 says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. When Judas went out that night, he went out into something greater than a literal night. Judas went out into a spiritual darkness. In John chapter 12 and verse 35, Jesus said unto them, yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while ye have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. While ye have the light, believe in the light, that ye may be children of the light. We have a song that says, while in life is time accepted to prepare to meet thy God. There is a time that light will shine in our lives, and we have an opportunity. And I want to urge you tonight, don't be like Judas. Don't turn your back on the light and walk out into the darkness. Back to John chapter 14 and verse 6. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh unto the Father but by me. How could you turn away from someone like that? I remember as a teenager, I went with my parents to a cave in Colorado. And the tour guide took us down into the depth of the earth. And then he turned the lights off. Well, in those days, we didn't have cell phones. And it was pitch black. And there were people behind me, and there were people in front of me, and the walls of the cave were close. And I started feeling a fear welling up in me. I want out of this place. And I knew I couldn't get out. There's something about darkness that has a horror to it. There is something about it that a person can feel trapped, can long. Just let me get back to the light one more time. Oh, I hope you don't be like Judas tonight and turn your back and go out into the night. Saul had found darkness in his life. Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 28. First Samuel 28 and verse 5. When Saul saw the host of the Philistines, he was afraid and his heart greatly trembled. And when Saul inquired of the Lord answered him not, neither by dreams, nor by Urim, nor by the prophets. What do you do when the enemy is all around, when you have trouble in your life, and you say, Lord, help me, I need help, and there's no answer? And there's just darkness. What do you do in your life? Well, I'll tell you what Saul did. He sought for a witch. Verse 7, then said Saul unto his servants, seek me a woman that hath a familiar spirit, that I may go to her and inquire of her. And his servants said to him, behold, there is a woman that hath a familiar spirit at Endor. And Saul disguised himself, and he went down to the witch. Verse 9, and the woman said unto him, behold, thou knowest what Saul hath done, how he hath cut off those that have familiar spirits, and the wizards out of the land. Wherefore then that layest thou a snare for my life to cause me to die? And Saul sware to her by the Lord, saying, as the Lord liveth, there shall no punishment happen to thee for this thing. Then said the woman, whom shall I bring up unto thee? And he said, bring me up Samuel. And when the woman saw Samuel, she cried with a loud voice. And the woman spake unto Saul, why hast thou deceived me? For thou art Saul. And the king said unto her, be not afraid, for what sawest thou? And the woman said unto Saul, I saw gods ascending out of the earth. And he said unto her, what form is he of? And she said, an old man cometh up, and he is covered with a mantle. And Saul perceived that it was Samuel, and he stooped with his face to the ground and bowed himself. And Samuel said to Saul, why hast thou disquieted me to bring me up? And Saul answered, I am sore distressed, for the Philistines make war against me, and God is departed from me, and answereth me no more. I tell you, it's quiet out there in the darkness. The Spirit of God. There is something that out there that we need help. All of us run into problems in life. But when we get out there in the night, in the darkness, and we need God, what are we going to do? The prophets wouldn't answer me. Therefore have I called thee, that thou mayest make known unto me what I shall do. Then said Samuel, wherefore then dost thou ask of me, seeing the Lord is departed from thee and is become thine enemy? The Lord hath done to him as he spake by me, for the Lord hath rent the kingdom out of thine hand and given it to thy neighbor, even to David. Because thou obeyedst not the voice of the Lord, nor executest his fierce wrath upon Amalek, therefore hath the Lord done this thing unto thee this day. Moreover, the Lord will also deliver Israel with thee into the hands of the Philistines. And tomorrow shalt thou and thy sons be with me. The Lord also shall deliver the host of Israel into the hands of the Philistines. Then Saul fell straightway all along the earth and was sore afraid because of the words of Samuel. It's awfully dark out in the night. When we go away from the presence of God, when we decide that we don't need His commandments, we don't need the Lord to guide us anymore, let me tell you, we run into trouble out there. Saul certainly did. But what do you do when the lamp, when the light of the Lord has gone out of your life? Psalms 119 and 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. We ought to be cherishing the words of the Lord. Do you think the disciples in that upper room that night were clinging to every word of Jesus and it was just emblazoned in their minds? I imagine they were just soaking it up. What else does he have to say? Lord, tell me more. I want it, Lord. But Judas went out into the night and he left all that behind. What do you do when the light has gone out of your life? Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 24. The way of life is above to the wise, that he may depart from hell beneath. Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 9. The light of the righteous rejoiceth, but the lamp of the wicked shall be put out. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6 and verse 23. Jesus said in Matthew 6 and 23, if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. It's dark out there. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? There is something about the world that appeals to people. But what they don't realize is how great that darkness is. Once that light comes out of their life and is replaced with darkness, oh, the intensity of the darkness. Oh, the loneliness without the Lord. Do you suppose that Jesus, in his mind, was following Judas that night, seeing him as he stepped away? Perhaps his heart went after Judas. Oh, Judas, if you only knew what you were leaving behind. What do you do when the light has gone out of a nation? I tell you, I'm concerned about this country. It burdens my heart. I'm deeply troubled by the direction that the leaders of this country have taken. This nation has descended into the spiritual dark ages. Our leaders are turning this nation into Sodom. God have mercy on us. What do you do when the light has gone out of a nation? Psalms chapter 9 and verse 17. Psalms chapter 9 and verse 17. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forget God. They'll be turned into hell because they chose to go out into the night. This nation was founded on some godly principles. You read the foundation documents of this nation, and you find frequent references to God. You find fear of God. You find respect for God in the letters written between the founding fathers. But this nation has chosen to go out into the night. John chapter 3 and verse 19. The secret night meeting between Nicodemus and Jesus. Jesus said, this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. It wasn't so much that men did wickedly, but it was because when light was there, they rejected the light and loved the evil rather than the good. 1 Samuel chapter 3 and verse 1. 1 Samuel 3 and 1. The child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. What a sad state of affairs to be in a nation where, have the prophets heard anything from the Lord? Silence. What does the Lord have to say to us this Sabbath? I haven't heard. Precious, scarce, a spiritual famine. a spiritual desert. What happens to a nation when it goes out into the night, when it turns its back on the Lord God of heaven? What happens? The Word of God becomes scarce, doesn't it? No open vision in those days. What a sad time. Judas, while you had opportunity, while the light was with you, you should have embraced the light. You should have walked in the light. Oh, you should have stayed in that upper room that night, Judas. I believe you would have been so much better off. But Judas went out, and it was night. With night comes a certain amount of terror. Terry was the son of members of the Church of God congregation in Palatili, Roatan, Honduras. Terry became involved with a Colombian drug cartel and apparently took part in stealing a drug shipment from the cartel itself. The Colombians came to Roatan in March of 2010 to hunt down the shipment and the men that stole it. The Colombian cartel terrorized villages on Roatan, burning houses, killing, and promising to hunt down those that were involved. Rumors abounded, inflamed by fear. Stories were spread about dozens of armed men coming in speedboats to the island and landing on the beaches at night. Can you imagine what it would have been to be there? Rather than face death, people evacuated their houses and slept in the bush at night, in spite of mosquitoes and the risk of mosquito-borne diseases. The invaders burnt Terry's house. Terry hid at his parents' house, brandishing an M16 assault rifle. Terry said that he would rather die than give up. They killed Terry's 18-year-old son, who was also involved. Terry was warned not to stay at his parents' house, but he ignored the warnings. Then Terry went missing. He was killed the night of March 26th. Islanders found his body 2 days later by hearing his cell phone ringing, which was still on his body. I am going to spare you a description of the atrocities that they committed against Terry's body. And I don't know if they did it while he was still living or after he was dead. But it was barbaric. I want to tell you there are dangers in the night. There are dangers out there in sin. There are forces that are great to be reckoned with. Don't be deceived. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. I went to the place where Terry's parents were in hiding to be of comfort after their son and grandson's deaths. I remember Terry's mother sitting by the open window. On the island, many of the traditional houses are built on stilts with wooden shutters that open and let in the Caribbean breeze. No screens, no glass. And I remember Terry's mother sitting there at that window that day, looking out, staring out at nothing. And this is what she told me. He just wouldn't listen, Brother Doug. He just wouldn't listen. His wife encouraged him in that life. Now what is she going to do? Terry's wife was expecting a baby, and her house was burnt down. Terry's mother told me that day, he took his son to hell with him. You see, Terry went out, and it was night out there. Terry discovered the darkness of night. Don't go out there, Judas. Turn back, Terry. Won't you turn away from that lifestyle? I remember one evening I went to pick up people for church services, and I had a burden for some of these brothers of this family. And I don't remember if it was Terry or not, but I went looking for a certain young man of this family. And they told me he went in the bar. And I don't care to go to a bar, but I tell you, I went in that night and I invited that young man to service. Oh, the darkness is so dark. Don't go out there. But Terry went out and it was night. Well, I want to tell you, your night does not have to be a stolen Colombian drug shipment. Your night might be described in Galatians chapter 5 and verses 19 through 21. Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 through 21. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery. Sound familiar? Do we have a problem with adultery in this society today? Fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness. Let me tell you what lasciviousness is. It's unbridled lust. Seems like it's rampant today, doesn't it? No restraints anymore. Idolatry, witchcraft. Do we have a problem with witchcraft in this nation? Did you know the Air Force spent close to $80,000 to build a place of worship for witches and pagans? Oh, I tell you, it's dark when a nation turns its back on God. Idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance. Variance is strife and contention. Emulations, an envious and contentious rivalry. Do we have any of that in the world today? Wrath, strife, seditions, heresies. I want to tell you, it's night out there. Envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings. Doesn't end with that. It says, and such like. It's night out there, folks. Maybe your night is the love of the world. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. For if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Instead, in him there is darkness. There is night. Maybe your night is the entertainments that this world has to offer. In fact, I think I just read some of their major themes in the entertainment world today. There are dangers out there in the night. When you turn your back on Jesus, when you turn your back on your godly parents' raising, on that family altar, on these camp meetings, and say, no, I don't need that. I'm going out into the night. Let me tell you, there are dangers out there that are greater than you are, that will consume you, that will destroy you. There are unclean spirits out there that can possess you and cause you to do things you never imagined. How can a father abuse his own daughter? Oh, there are unclean spirits that are spreading throughout the land today. It's dark out there. Don't turn your back on the Lord tonight. As a boy, maybe 6 years old, I got very frustrated one day. I was angry. Things weren't going the way I wanted them to go. And in the passion of the moment, I opened the door and I started out of the house. Fortunately, one of the family members saw me. And I noticed my dad was walking along beside me. And I started walking faster, but his legs were longer than mine. Where are you going, Doug? Where are you going? I didn't know where I was going. I was in a foreign country. I was in an Arabic-speaking country. I didn't speak the language. I didn't take any money. I didn't pack a sleeping bag or any food or any way to start a fire. I didn't know. I was unprepared and there were dangers out there greater than I was. But I had a loving Father that was willing to walk along beside me and ask me the question, Doug, where are you going? And I believe the Lord's Spirit is calling someone here tonight and asking, where are you going out into the night? What are you doing? How are you going to prepare yourself? There are dangers out there. There is a Father that loves you. Amen. Terry went out into the night and he found the horror of the darkness of sin. He found there were things that an M16 assault rifle couldn't take care of for him. That all the money from the stolen drug shipment couldn't buy his way to happiness. Terry found out it was dark out in the night. Judas found bitterness out there. There was a time he could have fallen at the Lord's feet. Lord, I betrayed you for 30 pieces of silver. Lord, will you forgive me? There was a time that he had light, that the Lord was dealing with him. But it said the devil entered into his heart and he went out. And it was night. It wasn't very many hours until Judas' body was swinging at the bottom of a rope. The darkness is too much for you. You're not going to be able to handle it. Matthew chapter 22. Matthew 22 and verse 11. When the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. And he saith unto him, Friend, how camest thou in hither not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. It was kind of like the time my dad was walking along beside me. Doug, where are you going? I was speechless. I didn't have a good answer. I didn't have a good plan. It was not within me to direct my steps, to go out into the night, to leave the light, the love of the family behind. That wasn't within me. I wasn't able to care for myself out there in that dark night. He saith unto him, Friend, how camest thou in hither, not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then said the king to the servants, Bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. It sounds like there's something more serious than the night of sin. There is an outer darkness. There is an eternal darkness from which there is no return. There is no hope to get back to that upper room again. Don't go out into the night, because an eternal darkness will wait for you. The scripture says, Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. That scripture gives me hope if I'm sick, if things are going wrong, if I have troubles, if my loved ones die. I have a hope that there will come joy someday. I have a hope as a Christian that someday joy is coming in the morning. But I want to tell you, out in the outer darkness, out in that great eternal night, joy will not come in the morning, because there is no morning. Oh, don't go out into the night tonight. I remember a radio ad from many years ago. There was a motel chain, and they had a very appealing ad. Made you want to stay there. And they would end up the ad with this: We'll leave the light on for you. There's something welcoming about a light in the night. I want to get back to that place where there's light, where there's love, where I feel peace again, where I can sleep at night like a little baby. Oh, if I could just get back out of this darkness to that place of hope, that place of love. To feel the fellowship of the brethren again. To feel the love of Jesus Christ. To feel clean again. Amen. And you know the Lord tonight is saying, we'll leave the light on for you. We want you to come home. Do you suppose that night when Judas went out, that he took one look back and saw a window in that upper room? And that light. And that there was a torn part in his heart Maybe he looked up and he remembered the feeling of the Savior's love. Oh, what a time. But he made the decision and went on out. Maybe in this meeting you've had a similar feeling. Maybe you've gotten a glimpse. There's something I long for. There's darkness in my life. I'm tired of darkness. I'm tired of stumbling around. I'm tired of being a slave to the enemy. And during this meeting, you've got a glimpse of that window in the upper room. I want to tell you, the Lord has left the light on for you. And there is a way to come back tonight. Luke 13 and 34. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, which killest the prophets and stonest them that are sent unto thee, how often I would have gathered thee, gathered thy children together as a hen doth gather her brood under her wings, and ye would not. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, don't you see the yearning of the Savior? O Judas, Judas, how often I would have given you an opportunity to lie on my bosom like John did. Judas, how gladly I would have told you along with the other apostles, in my Father's house are many mansions, and I'm going to prepare a place for you, and I'm going to come back and receive you to myself. Oh, Judas, Judas, how I long to have those heart-to-heart conversations like I had with Peter. You could have had your opportunity too, Judas, but you went out and it was night. We are hidden behind a veil in our spiritual minds. There is the great unknown out there. There is eternity waiting for every one of us. 300 years from now, we'll all be there. But we can't really see it. We can't see the glory of heaven. We cannot imagine. And we can also not imagine the horror of hell. But I hope tonight the Holy Ghost will help pull that curtain back for just a moment of time and let you see that great transition. Now, here's what I want you to do. I want you to imagine a soul that has chosen to go out into the night of sin, the night of this world. Imagine a soul like that. Maybe it's yours. I want you to imagine that. And I want you to imagine that soul as it's entering the transition into the outer darkness. Eternity. Hell. I want you to imagine that night tonight. So I want to ask you to do something that's a little bit different. Would you mind closing your eyes and picturing that soul? Don't think about anybody else. Just picture this eternal soul. Close your minds, your eyes for just a moment while I share these words with you. To be lost in the night, in eternity's night, to sink in despair and in woe. But such is thy doom if thou turn from the light, refusing His mercy to know. Your time now is passing. Eternity's near. Imagine this transition. The sun now hangs low o'er thy way. Oh, turn to Him now. The glad gospel word hear. Oh, hasten while yet there is day. Maybe you haven't gone out into the night, but maybe you've been at the door. And the world is pulling you, and you feel yourself weak and double-minded. Tonight would be a good night to come and pray and say, Lord, strengthen me. Lord, I don't want to go out in the night. I don't want those things to overcome me. I don't want unclean spirits. I don't want the final end, which is outer darkness. Strengthen me, Lord. Tonight I want to invite you to come and pray for strength. And if you have gone out, I want to invite you back. Back where their love is. Back where hope is. Happiness. Life. Jesus said, I am the way, the life. May God bless you tonight. Amen.